Welcome back to my interview rambles. In these last two episodes, we will be talking about the very last book of the novel called Kozak's Boys. So, what I wanted to talk about first, I feel like primarily this last chapter is very important. Just mainly consisting of Jim and Antonia. Antonia's new family. So I just really wanted to just like focus on Jim and Antonia for this. Because they have come a long way. And the story has progressed like a couple like 20 years now. So I want to start off with Jim. So when Jim went to go meet up with Antonia once again, Jim says, "We stood looking at each other. The eyes that peered anxiously at me were simply Antony's eyes. I had seen no others like them since I looked into them last. Though I look into so many thousands of faces, of human faces. As I confronted her, the changes grew less apparent to me, but her identity stronger. She was there in a full vigor of her personality, battered but not diminished, looking at me, speaking to me in the husky, breathy voice I remembered so well. 'My husband's not home, sir. Can I do anything? Do you remember me, Antonia? Have I changed so much?' She frowned with her slanting sunlight, into the slanting sunlight that made her brown hair look redder than it was. Suddenly, her eyes widened. Her whole face seemed to grow broader, and she caught her breath and put out two hard-worked hands." So, based on this, what I had read, it was kind of not heartbreaking, but kind of like a little sad that Antonia didn't really recognize Jim at first, but you can't really blame her because it had been at least 20 years since they had seen each other, and she had just gone through so much. And you could see that Jim had remembered her quite well, considering that he remembered her voice and her eyes and everything, and Antonia, it kind of took her a second to remember Jim. So it really shows that Antonia has really been kind of like insanely busy with life, and she's not caught up in that type of stuff. And yeah, and then the next quote that I have is on page 167. So I think this is like one of the best passages that Jim had ever written about Antonia. It really shows how Antonia really stood out for him compared to all the other women in the world or all the other women that he knew. So Jim says, "That moment when they all came tumbling out of the cave into the light was a sight any man might have come far to see. Antonia had always been one to leave images in my mind that did not fade, that grew stronger with time. In my memory, there was a succession of such pictures fixed like there were old woodcuts of one's first primer. Antonia kicking her bare legs against the sides of my pony. And when we came home in the triumph of our snake, with our snake, Antonia in her black shawl and fur cap as she stood by her father's grave in the snowstorm. Antonia coming in with her working team along the evening skyline, shielding herself to the immemorial human attitudes which we recognize by instinct as universal and true. I had not been mistaken. She was a battered woman now, not a lovely girl, but she had still had that something that, which fires the imagination, could still stop one's breath for a moment by a look or gesture by, that somehow revealed the meaning in common things. She had only to stand in the orchard to put her hand on a little crab tree and look up at the apples to make you feel the goodness of planting and tending and harvesting at last. All the strong things of her heart came out of her body, and she had been so tireless in serving generous emotions. It was no wonder that all her sons stood tall and straight. She was a rich mine of life, like the founders of early races." So this passage, I feel like, was probably one of the most important passages that, like, just in the novel overall, because it really demonstrates how deep that Jim's like emotions and feelings for Antony had gotten. Not necessarily romantic, but just how she really stood out in his life, and she was very different, and she was kind of like, she was the light in Eternal Darkness for Jim, and Antony to Jim was just an outstanding person, really stood out from a crowd, according to him, and he really couldn't compare to anybody else aside from herself. So yeah, overall, Jim's kind of like relationship and feelings about Antonia really stayed the same. He never ended up hating her, ended up like marrying her or anything. It just kind of stayed the same because he knew that was his best for her. And yeah, so thank you for listening to this journal, and I'll see you in the next one.